This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You are into fantasy football, and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level. This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
The draft is in the books. There are some rookies to look out for, let me tell you.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, baby. Trey, what's happening?
What's going on, man? What's going on? We're back. Football's back. The draft is over, and we are ready to look at fantasy rookies.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've been doing the movie thing a little bit, man, but it's time to get back into the nitty-gritty of what we love, baby, and it's fantasy football. We got some rookies to count down, man. We've got some 10 juicy draft picks for you. We're just going to pop it off, man, and get started, Trey.
Yeah, none of these are in particular order. You know, this is just 10 great guys that we saw. It's not ranked in our 10 to 1 or anything like that. These are just 10 great guys that you should definitely keep an eye on. Starting off at the top, I've got the Cardinals drafted Marvin Harrison Jr., number 4th overall. Okay, now this dude is the son of Pro Football Hall of Famer Marvin Harrison Sr., and it wouldn't be a surprise if Jr. follows in his dad's footsteps to become a Hall of Famer. Harrison is 6'4" and weighs 205 pounds. This size makes him difficult to cover in tight areas. He's got speed to get open and great hands, excellent route running. I mean, he's considered perhaps one of the best wide receivers to enter the draft in years, okay? Marvin Harrison went to Ohio State, and across 38 games played with the Buckeyes, he had 155 catches totaling 2,613 yards with 31 tutties. Okay, and he didn't participate in any drills at the combine, and he also didn't participate in any drills at the OSU Pro Day. And that just kind of reflection on how rare of the leverage he has as a top prospect. I mean, this dude is a monster, and he doesn't have to prove it. He's given me DK Metcalf kind of vibes, honestly, and he's really going to be a monster and hopefully can bring life back to Kyler Murray.
Absolutely, but wait, so what do you mean? And he didn't do any drills in the combine exactly.
He sat out. He didn't have to. You make that decision, you know, before the combine. Oh. They can decide whether to participate or not. And some people participate in some drills and not others, you know, because they don't want to give you anything that's negative if it's all positive. And everything with him is positive. So he's like, why would I go out there and accidentally screw up on one day of my career? And, you know, because they judge those combines so harshly that it's like, you know, what if I didn't eat my Wheaties? You know what I mean? How am I going to, you know, my 40-yard dash that I run every day is a 4.3. I go out there and run a 4.7, and now I'm not getting drafted.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's a great point, buddy. Marvin Harrison Jr., I mean, think about this, man. You're sitting at the dinner table, and dad's teaching you about separation and stuff like that. Not only is he the son of a Hall of Famer, but he's also he's also the son of a Hall of Famer at the exact same position. So that's saying something for sure, man. It's not like, you know, a lot of times you'll see father and sons, but they go to a different position, do different things. Look, he's got a Hall of Famer in his ear since he was a child, bro. Giving him tips, showing him the way to do it. Marvin Harrison to the Cardinals. I mean, that's a great pick.
Yeah, and he understands, you know, kind of what to expect in the NFL, where a lot of these guys don't. You know, a lot of these guys are coming from nothing or just in situations where their family, you know, they don't experience this kind of stuff. He's been there. He's lived it. He's seen his dad do it. His dad can coach him through it. He understands all the things. He's not going to go in, you know, paranoid and worried. Obviously, he's got big shoes to fill, but at the same time, he's comfortable in the environment that they're putting him in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And some will say the best pick in the entire draft. It's the best athlete in the entire draft, man. Marvin Harrison Jr. going to where he needs to go. It's going to be interesting to watch the Cardinals this year, buddy.
No doubt, no doubt. I really hope Kyler Murray, you know, gives him that kind of wide receiver one that we know he can be.
Ooh, baby, it's going to be good. It's going to be fun to watch. This year is going to be exciting. But I'm going to move on to the next guy on the list, the next rookie to look out for, and it's for the Washington Commanders. And that's their second round overall pick, Jaden Daniels from LSU. The Heisman Trophy winner went to actually a really good spot here. 6'4", 210 pounds. He's 23 years old. Right now, graded as a year one starter, which he's going to be over there because they got rid of dude, and he's the guy over there. Smart player, very smart processor, which is, you know, some would say old Tom Brady, man, had one of the best minds for the game, and that's something that he's already good at doing. Let me tell you about it. Scary Terry McLaurin over there as the number one. Jahan Dotson, who could be a number one himself. They got Austin Eckler in the running back room. So you got a great pass-catching back that can turn nothing into something. That's great for a rookie quarterback, I'll tell you that. Brian Robinson Jr., who blew us all away last year. Didn't see it coming. Didn't have him graded very high, but he did great, okay? Zach Ertz over there, back with Cliff Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator. Those guys know each other very well. And on the defensive side, they got Bobby Wagner over there, man. So the Commanders are pretty scary this year, man. And they're picking up the Heisman Trophy winner, who some say could have went number one. But they're saying, oh, Caleb Williams is generational talent. He's the next Patrick Mahomes, yada, yada, yada. I really think Jaden Daniels is going to a good position on his team, man, and he's got it set out for him. A lot of rookies go to these teams. Let's think of Brock. Who went number one last year? I can't think of his name.
Bryce Young.
Bryce Young, thank you. Bryce Young last year, okay, went into a terrible situation with the Cardinals or with the Panthers, and we see how that turned out. The worst team in the league. This guy's going to a team that has weapons, that has, you know, not just rookie weapons, but people who know what they're doing already, man. So just check it out, man. Jaden Williams, man, look out for him.
Yeah, man, the only thing that scares me is just the simple fact that last year preseason, we were really advocating for the Commanders, and we were like, they're set up. They've got everything they need for success right now. I mean, everything's going to work out for them. And it didn't really work out to the expectations that we had. Hopefully this year is different. One thing I want to say about Jaden Daniels being at LSU, one thing LSU loves to do is work their running backs. And with Austin Eckler and Brian Robinson Jr. in the backfield, I mean, that's one thing that scares me about this team with the checkdowns and things like that. And Jaden Daniels understanding the quarterback running back communication there, I think is really going to benefit this team, along with all the scary weapons they have. No pun intended, Terry McLaurin.
Scary weapon indeed. Scary weapon indeed. I'd like to see. I really feel like Jahan Dotson is going to make a big leap this year as well. So keep an eye on him. I'm very excited about the Commanders. I'm going to call it right now, man. I feel like they're at least a wild card team. I think it's all going to rely on Jalen Daniels doing what he's supposed to do, making sure he sees Austin Eckler out there when all the chips fall and he doesn't know where to go, Trey.
I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But moving on to our next draft prospect, we have the Chiefs getting wide receiver Xavier Worthy, trading up with the Bills for this pick. Kind of a weird situation there. But number 28 overall. Now, Xavier is 5'11", 165 pounds, and he hauled in 197 catches for 2,700 yards and 26 touchdowns in 39 starts during his three-year career in Texas. He also less his final season, he caught 75 passes for 1,000 yards, both career bests. I gotta mention it because he ran a 4.21 40-yard dash at the combine, the fastest recorded 40-yard dash in the history of the combine. I mean, he led the FBS in return yards last season. On top of everything, he's a returner. He got 370 1 yards, which included a 74-yard touchdown. This dude is fast. He is flying high. He's giving me Tyreek Hill coming back. I mean, the Chiefs have everything. They got the Super Bowl. They did everything they could with no great wide receivers. Now they have Xavier Worthy, who is easily going to bump his way to wide receiver one if he can handle the pressure of the NFL.
Woo-hoo-hoo, man. The Chiefs getting a speedy weapon. That's amazing. Back-to-back Super Bowl champions trading with the Bills. Look, if I'm the Bills and the Chiefs call me, I'm going to just not answer that phone. I'm just saying, who is this? This is the Chiefs? Oh, yeah. No, I'm good. Bam. I don't need to give you anything. We don't need to trade you. So you're telling me that they willingly traded up just to get the fastest guy in the combine. Let's say Tyreek Hill's gone now. So who do they got? Let's get another fast guy, the fastest guy in recorded combine history. Let's give it to the Chiefs. So maybe they can go for the three-peat or whatever they want to call it there in the NFL, man. I hate the decision for the Bills to let them come up and do it. The Bills could have just taken this guy. I mean, obviously, they must have had Keon Coleman up higher on their ranks, but I just feel like that was not the right decision. I mean, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I just don't want to give the Chiefs any more amazing weapons, Trey. Can you understand that at least?
Yeah, completely. I completely agree. And this is one of those situations where maybe he doesn't have the best ability. But, you know, when these guys, a lot of these coaches and GMs and stuff, they're looking for athleticism. They're not looking for, you know, necessarily understanding the game, which I'm not saying he doesn't, but I'm just saying that sometimes you can just draft an elite athlete and teach them what you need to teach them. But if you don't have that athleticism in the front hand, that's going to be a bigger problem come along the end game.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. I mean, the Chiefs are going to be fun to watch this year. We're going to find out, buddy. We're going to find out. Let's go to the next draft, rookie draft pick on our list, man. And we're going from the Chiefs to the Bills. Who did they go back to get? I just told you it was Keon Coleman, number 33 overall from Michigan State at first, but then he went to Florida State. Dude moved around doing his thing. 6'3", 213 pounds. Ran a 4.61, so he's not the fastest guy at the combine, but he has a great run blocker, which is going to be awesome for that offense there, man. So, you know, Gabe Davis was a really good run blocker in that offense, and then they got rid of him. I think this guy's going to come in and do a equally, if not better, job than Gabe Davis did as a run blocker. And then that's good news for James Cook. James Cook, who really started to take off at the end of last season, man. He's going to have another guy up there blocking for him, man. Here's the thing with Keon Coleman. First of all, he's all over TikTok. He's all over everywhere, man. He's just joking, cracking jokes. I got this coat at Macy's. You'll never believe it. I got all kinds of color. He's hilarious, okay? Listen, you got rid of Diggs, right? A guy that, you know, definitely makes his voice heard for another guy that's going to make his voice heard. I hope he's not a distraction. He's very physical, which I like that about him. He doesn't have the best separation. He doesn't create the best separation in man coverage, but he's physical. I hope that doesn't become a lot of penalties on the field for that team. But I'm just saying, like, he's a very physical guy. He pushes off a lot. That could be great. That could be not good. But Keon Coleman, I think, could be good for this team, Trey.
Yeah, man, and that's one thing that I think that's kind of been developing as of late is that the Bills themselves are a very physical team. You know, when I think of big, strong, you know, run through you kind of team, I think of the Bills, and it hasn't always been like that. But now that they got Josh Allen and now Keon Coleman, I mean, James Cook, all these guys coming in there, working together, pushing down that field, man, they don't got to go deep with that kind of stuff. They just got to run through people.
Yeah, buddy, you're right. You're right about that, man. Yeah, look for Keon Coleman to be a good rookie for this team, man, who lost a lot of wide receivers. It was no secret that the Bills were looking for a wide receiver if they dumped their entire thing. Now I was just talking about he doesn't have the speed, right? He doesn't have quite the speed that they want. But look, they got Khalil Shakir. I mean, he's got speed. There's other guys on this team that also have speed. So there's that. Guys that can, you know, create separation for them by going this way and making the defense go that way, you know? So this could have been a brilliant plan by the Bills. We're going to find out. Let's see if they can get through the playoffs, get through the Chiefs this year, man. I want to see it so bad. I want it to happen, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt. Moving on to our next guy, and this is not necessarily a fantasy situation, but I'll tie it into fantasy because great pick by the Jets, and bear with me here. The offensive tackle, I'm going to try to pronounce his name, Alumuyiwa Fashanu. Okay. He prefers Olu, so I'm going to use Olu.
Yeah.
So anyway, offensive tackle, the Jets drafted him number 11 overall. You know, he hung up some pretty decent accomplishments in college, you know, not a whole lot going on for offensive tackle accomplishments wise, but he definitely did a great job on the line. And my biggest thing with this pick is that, you know, the Jets, they have a great quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, and their biggest problem last year, one of their biggest problems was their line. I mean, obviously Zach Wilson is not the best quarterback, but that line really wasn't doing him no favors. While pumping up their offensive line, I really think this is going to benefit this team, and Aaron Rodgers is going to have the opportunity to get the protection he needs to be able to put up numbers. Obviously, his recovery matters, but I really think that this is really going to benefit Aaron Rodgers' career and fantasy career.
Absolutely, buddy. I mean, look, first snap, four snaps in, Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. Maybe that wouldn't have happened if he had a little better protection. That seems to be their focus, the Jets' focus coming in, taking that pick and getting them a guy that's going to protect Aaron Rodgers. Man, I don't think that's a terrible plan, Trey.
Yeah, and one thing I just want to kind of a little funny thing here. He actually was a left tackle protecting Caleb Williams in high school. Which is just kind of interesting. He's kind of grown up protecting great quarterbacks, and now he's got the opportunity to protect Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, and obviously great in Caleb Williams. We'll have to see. But
well, I mean, he did have a great college career, so we got to give him that, right?
Yeah, I always, you know, people that come in as a rookie quarterback with a really big head, I always, you know, kind of hesitate on those kind of people.
No, I agree, buddy. I agree. If you look back at a lot of the first round picks, I mean, who is it that, you know, really, really wow you? Trevor Lawrence has done well, not great, but well, and he was supposed to be one of those generational talents they were talking about, just like they are with Caleb Williams. But they are comparing Caleb Williams to Patrick Mahomes, which that scares me. Like, don't compare him to someone like that. Don't put so much on their shoulders like that. But that's what happens when you're number one overall, Trey.
But then you get a guy like CJ Stroud, calm, cool, and collected, come in and just show, you know, actions speak a lot louder than words. That's why I can't wait to see Caleb Williams' actions.
Mm-hmm. Came in at the number two pick, though. That's the thing. He came in number two. He did have a big head as well. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I really like what I've seen for him. I hope he continues that. I hope it wasn't just like just a shot out there. I hope he really continues to be that great of a player, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt.
But let's move on to the next rookie to watch right here, man. I've got a running back, for the Giants, okay? Tyron Tracy, number 166 overall out of Purdue, ran a 4.48 at the combine, man. He was a wide receiver, believe it or not, until his last year of college. Then he became a running back and did very, very well in that last year. Well enough to get drafted as a running back, apparently, so that's good. A pass-catching back behind Devin Singletary, okay? Devin Singletary with the Giants now. They paid Devin Singletary like they want him to be the guy. So that kind of gives me some hope for Tyron Tracy to be that pass-catching back that comes in there and catches the balls. Great for fantasy, great for PPR. I love it. He's very good at breaking tackles. And a lot of the film that I watched, he's elusive. He's spinning, juking. He's very jittery. Tyron Tracy, man, definitely keep an eye on this guy. Devin Singletary, he's done very well as of late. But if he goes down, I'd love to see Tyron Tracy get a shot, Trey.
Yeah, man, I love rookie running backs, you know, coming in, especially ones that can jump around and spin and do all the jukes and stuff like that, and really put on a show in the backfield. So I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, buddy.
Moving on to our next draft pick, we have the Vikings taking J.J. McCarthy. Okay, they take him 10th overall, and this pick came after the Vikings traded the 11th, the 129th, and the 157th overall pick to the Jets in exchange for the number 10 and the number 203. And this also makes the highest Minnesota has ever drafted a quarterback in the history of the draft. They took Culpepper number 11th, you know, a long time ago.
Don't take Culpepper. Heck yeah, I remember him.
But McCarthy set Michigan program records in single-season completion percentage, 72.3 and 23, career completion percentages, and lowest career interception percentages. Now, just by saying that he had the lowest career interception percentage doesn't mean a couple of his interceptions were kind of, you know, weird situations that I was surprised that he would make those kind of throws. So that is something that he needs to watch. But he just has pure raw talent and a great signal caller and no major red flags. you know, and this team's pretty much already set up for success, you know, outside of the quarterback position, which they've now filled. He's 6'3", 202 pounds. He had 482 of 713 passing, 6,226 yards, 49 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, and 161 carries for 630 yards and 10 touchdowns on the ground, which leads me to my greatest comparison of J.J. McCarthy to the Josh Allen of the NFL. I just really think this dude's going to come in bigger dude, you know, and he could almost is probably going to be considered a game manager in situations because he's not really exciting, but this dude really throws it up. He does his thing. He gets around, he gets there, and he wins games. And I think that's what this team needs is somebody to just – they've got the great, amazing all-star players. They just need somebody to manage them. And I think J.J. McCarthy's going to do a great job.
Absolutely. J.J. McCarthy, the guy who will be throwing to Justin Jefferson now on the Vikings. Yeah, I mean, they got rid of Kirk Cousins. Obviously, they had somebody in mind. It's crazy to me that this is the highest they've ever taken a quarterback in the draft. I don't know if that's because they've been haven't been up that high as much, but, I mean, the Vikings taking J.J. McCarthy 10th overall, man. I like what I've seen when I've watched the tape of McCarthy, man. It's all been good stuff, man. I see what you mean. He keeps his eyes down the field. Seems like great decision making. I think that's the great quarterback that you want throwing the ball to Justin Jefferson.
JJ to JJ, baby.
Yes, sir. Too many J's in that offense for me, buddy. Too many J's. Moving on to the next rookie to watch from the draft, man, going to the Raiders. Okay, this is kind of something that a lot of people probably aren't going to agree with me here, but I'm talking about that tight end, number 13th overall, Brock Bowers. 6'3", 243 pounds, out of Georgia, compared to George Kittle. That's a comparison that I like a lot, man. Brock Bowers coming out of Georgia, man. He led the team in receiving yards all 3 years of his college career, man, and as the tight end over there. So make sure you remember that. Not many tight ends graded as a year one starter. That doesn't happen very often. The Raiders got them a tight end last year. Obviously, they got a little bit out of him, but they didn't like as much as they seen. I think Gardner Minshew is going to be throwing the passes over there at the Raiders. I'm telling you right now, Brock Bowers, guaranteed first down machine for the Raiders, Trey.
Yeah, and we all know how much Gardner Minshew loves his tight ends. So I would love to see a Gardner Minshew, Brock Bowers kind of situation with the Kittle comparison. I really like that, you know, big, scary dude that's going to just, you know, get every yard and crawl his way to the end zone. So I like it.
Yeah, buddy.
Moving on to my last pick here and my personal favorite. The Giants taking Malik Nabers, wide receiver, 6th overall. Okay, Malik is 6', 200-pound wide receiver out of LSU. Finished the 23 regular season as the FBS leader in receiving yards while ranking 2nd in touchdowns. 1,500 yards and 14 touchdowns last year. I mean, this dude is a monster. He's got that stutter go and double moves. End up with him being wide open down the field more than any other player in this draft class. And he's not just a downfield receiver. He was a weapon on slants, crosses, hitches, and out towards the sideline. His speed shows on his deep routes, but his elite acceleration, change of direction ability, and start-stop quickness really make him truly special. He even played some snaps at halfback, so he's going to do really well with, like, trick plays and these kind of things. You know, at just 20 years old, he registered the most plays of 10-plus yards, most plays of 20-plus yards, and the most plays of 30-plus yards in the nation. If Daniel Jones can stay healthy, and this is going to be a great combo for fantasy – honestly, in my comparison, I would go with him to be a Kadarius Toney outside of injury, you know, obviously. But Kadarius Toney had that quick, snappy, you know, move and jive. And I really think Nabers is going to produce that with efficiency. This is somebody that I am grabbing in every fantasy draft that I can.
Ooh, I like it, buddy. I like it. The Giants getting them a running back and a rookie wide receiver, man. Daniel Jones, man, I mean, giving you weapons. continuing to give Daniel Jones chances by giving him more weapons that he can use. Coming in at number six overall, Malik Nabers, I love what you said, man. When I watched the tape, that's exactly what I saw, the stopping and going, the jittery type of stuff. I'd like to say Tyreek Hill more than Kadarius Toney, just because, you know, Kadarius Toney has had his we've had his doubts about Kadarius Toney. I don't like really comparing people to him, to be completely honest, but, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, man? But yeah, Malik Nabers coming in for the Giants, wide receiver number six overall. I love the pick, Trey. I love that that's your favorite one too, buddy.
Yeah, and I just want to say, you know, the Giants don't really have any great wide receivers. I think Malik's going to walk into a wide receiver one situation. And I just really think this dude is going to be that rookie that you want in your fantasy drafts that is going to be on your bench for the first couple weeks, and then you're going to start him for the rest of the year.
Oof, making the waiver wire show, I'm sure, later on in the season, buddy.
No doubt.
All right, guys, we've got Trey's last rookie to watch. I got my last rookie to watch. You know I had to give my Buccaneers some love, man. I waited to the end, so don't hate on me, man. Buccaneers grabbing a running back. Bucky Irving, number 125 overall in the fourth round, man. Bucky Irving out of Oregon. Look, 5'9", 192 pounds. He ran a 4.55. Look, the tape that I've watched on this guy, man, he's fighting for every yard. I read a lot of negative things about him, man, but I really think in this offense, Rashad White, Bucky Irving could be a great 1-2 punch, man. Like I said, he fights for every yard, man. He's shifty. He's got vision and patience. Patience. Nothing I love more than patience with a running back, man. A guy that can wait for that tackle, wait for that block, and then move and go. That's the kind of running back I want on my team. Only one, count them, one fumble over 486 carries in his career. That's very impressive. Very impressive. The comparisons that have been made to this guy, Damian Pierce, who had a great rookie season, really kind of fell off last year, but really came out hot when he came in. Alvin Kamara, a guy that's continued to be great in the NFL, man. Those are some great comparisons, man. I love the Bucs taking a running back here because they've had the worst rushing attack the last two seasons the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have. So they're trying to do something a little different, man. Get Bucky Irving in there in the fourth round, man. Maybe he turns into a potential great running back. I'm just ready for the signs that say, you know, the Bucky whatever on the signs right there in the audience there, man.
Yeah, man, I like it. I mean, of course, you had to throw in a Bucks pick here. I definitely seen that coming. But I can dig it, man. You know, that 1-2 punch, I think, is kind of what Rashad White is better at. You know, I mean, obviously, he didn't have a horrible year last year with being kind of the main guy. But definitely giving him some help back there. And especially, like you said, a guy with vision and patience. And that fumble thing, you know, I know how every time Rashad White would drop the ball, you would just go crazy. So, Bucky, you know, hopefully don't get too many swear words coming from you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, buddy. Oh, man, I'm so pumped about football again, Trey. Pumped about the season. I know we're a few months away still, man, but it feels great to be back, buddy. Don't you agree?
100%.
100%. Guys, if you are watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to hit that like button. Subscribe to Fourth and Flex, man. We're helping you win your leagues when the fantasy season comes around, man. You got some guys with a lot of knowledge to have your back. Whoa, Trey, how you feeling, buddy? How you feeling?
Man, I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm ready to start doing up some mock drafts and just really getting in there and grinding out my teams and what they're going to look like and how I'm going to take home the bag this year.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Guys, thanks so much for watching, man. We appreciate you all. Thank you so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace.
Check out fourthandflex.com where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's fourthandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.